Happy New Year to you all. Amen. This year, our team, we took it from Isaiah chapter 60.
A few years say no, I did ya fin moon, ye did that so near the Isaiah woman thread you sing.
Arise,
was it sorry?
Shine.
Nestrin.
For your light has come.
Now hang no abba.
Amen.
Amen.
So I will take time, maybe not now, another time, I'll take time and explain when does your light come?
What it means
to arise and shine. For your light has come. Amen.
Amen.
This morning we are very privileged. We have Apostle Eben. He's a dear friend. He's a very dear friend to my heart.
Oh yeah, Madame for some woman.
By His grace, we do so many things in common. Hallelujah.
That was second.
And I've asked Him to bring us, the word of the Lord today. Your daily bread. Your daily bread is in His mouth.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So Apostle Eben, don't deny me of my daily bread.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Obi, why miss what we do in common? You should have asked him what are the things we do in common.
I say, Omo Musa, the Omo Timi ya at the crown, Adia Omuya na at the crown.
Maybe we eat fufu in common.
Maybe a fufu no Omo Dia ya at the crown.
You have some base. We'll show you there one time. Amen.
Amen.
But we want to bless God for this morning.
Ope se.
All right. Tumasiye. Yedo nyame ase e wa fefefro a wodi yen abegrem. Amen. I have a challenge with my boy for some time, but we'll try. Amen. Anope ye be she anase ye be che onyame asem no shortly what of time be sam no to one must go go Pastor Patrick man who say why you concerned about the time be 11. Okay. I think sometimes we have to be disciplined. All right, so we'll share the word of God. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. We pray that you will speak your word to us this morning. Let your name be glorified. Holy Spirit, take your place. This is not the work of man, but the work of the Spirit. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's turn our Bible to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians, another Philippo for a woman. Amen. Are you there in Philippians? I like a pastor said, the theme for this year is arise and let your light shine. That means that there is a responsibility on you. As you did, automatically. So ye be ansana yeden. Oh, mentor. Ansana yeden.
Ashrain.
You need to do something, or you must be responsible for the light to shine. When you go to Israel for and say, may the Jericho any the woman yina yeden ashemonsa. Nemo munya de unchekron hunshia. That means when you may it can be beach rewa, it will be beer won't so as so yeden. Oye. Anything that you move bebre come shesem abayen abrabum if you are be 10 years and I had a chance now so you say but because time come shesem the bayen no no yeah hooray now shall say who to party instead say would be ye accordion Paul catch Timothy said the prophecy that had gone over your life by by those prophecies make a good warfare. I saw the commission here then. Eku, who did you not? And I said, Obonsam, what tipeno? Obe jinaswa ye den. Aye, Obe make sure se. Ade na ye den. Amen. But I no pe di o nyami akafa hu bi ebebe.
Amen.
Me si ebebe because Obe ye di a o nyankopon pe se we ye den. We ye. And so it will come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
So Philippians chapter 3. Mamen kai from I think verse 12. But the whole thing, Upeso Unya, the continuation of it, you can pick it from verse 1 and read it. But for lack of time, I mean, from 3 verse 12. He said, not as though I had already attained. Okay, because of your time. 3 verse 12. Kosi 14. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Somebody say, this one thing I do. So there is one thing that you must do. It's a forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. 14. I press towards the mark. You do what? You press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. Go ahead.
Amen. Philippians 2:9. Ase, enye se mensa enya ka anase menya anase menya mawie peye dada na mum meko menim ara na me nsa aka se de Kristo nso nsa aka me no edu mi nsa enuanom me de misusu se me nsa enya aka biribi nanso adie baako na adie baako pe na meye mema me wure afri die etwa mu no na matwe me mu mapɛ die ewo animu no edi nan me de mirika mere pe abotire no ho
kan ya no be in verse 14
osi me de mirika mere pe botaye no ho. Uh-huh. Modru, but I know medru.
Madru.
Made him recover, but I know medru. Na Macunya or Soro, Fre.
Amen.
Okay. Na Macunya or Soro Fre, Onyankopon, or Soro Fra, Onyankopon, Nam Christo. Christo, mu, Afre, meno, mu, Kunim, Abutri. Amen.
Amen. Bonsemano. Yeah, easy. Queen, a kind of yan, a thing. Amen. All right, so, said, let me give a caption, and I said, "Butaya mi dijina swakasan." Maybe you will laugh at it, but let me say, "Return to the grave." Yeah, in order for your light to shine, you must return to some things. No, maybe we are so here. Oh yeah, you must be aware we are too much alive. And then I make an okay scripture with every best one now. It talks about Paul and Sana. Oba be hu eradin. Yina yinim. So we are Christian for some time, and you know that you know who Paul was. Now we nim din nim before. Or your lawyer. Usia de wo Gamaliel na si. Or your Pharisee ni. Pharisee for no man na emra no mu diye juma pa. The strictest of the sex. Na oyemu obia na odimu akotene. Amen. And this ohwa o see edru say a friend is saying asori ni etiti asori na onu Paul odimu akotene. He persecuted the church.
He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He was circumcised on the eighth day. He was what? Describing them. But a blue baby no say, a son muna mehunu Christo nti, san o mani yina mebune diye. Account them as nothing or as dung, as the King James version talks about. Do you know my brave wa or ye de? A dear ni bi wo obun wa mun faso de sana chinika. He did it. Some of them being a Jew, na nya de boni. But who said for his light to be able to shine, he has to leave them. What did they make him? No more be pray away a brabo ma enti me ma a radihan any day and shrine away a brabo. I will give us few of them. But there are some of them that you know yourself. May be a me muscle. But one person is a stand on money. So you need. I said something here. There are things that you have achieved or attained which you can prevent you from pressing towards the mark. In other words, for letting your light to shine. Me want me baby war who I mean those times I make a pastor who he was in the polytechnic. I mean, let me just say bluntly, there was nothing around him. I mean, sometimes we have to give him tents and tents like that. In fact, we are in a project. SO printing. Okay, he didn't have even money to go, and I have to ask the church board to give him money. And this time, the guy had gotten to a point. Just then, I think about 3 weeks ago, I was in Ho, and I drove trying to look for him. Na me missing Mark, na me friend. Then I told him, "Oh, I'm looking for you, but I missed the place narrowly." And then he replied, "Where am I? I'm chilling, baby. I'm here." Say, "Obe friend me, Ochina, and Obe friend me." And then I told one of the guys who was in the church. In fact, I drove. I was in your place. Let me show you that the courtesy of calling. He was telling the guy that he's no more a small boy. Say he has a doctorate. He is a general overseer of a church and his lectures at the Central University. I don't have a congregation. Listen, it doesn't matter the level at which you get or to where you get. Some money be say, "Well, yeah, you can't get to the height, or the light of God cannot shine in your life." Are you listening to what I'm talking about? Normally, be aware. A bit more. I mean, they can make you too much alive for God to kick. I mean, let you go high. What are some of the things that can make you alive? Because of time, let me just go through it. Number one, I'm jumping maybe more than half of what I have here. Number one, what are the things, one of the things that can make you alive? Number one, where is it? Bear with me now. Number one is that you must die to sin. Tell somebody you must die to sin. So we are the Uguma Boni. You have to die to sin. As I see a kind of Uchina. So Uguma Boni and I say, "Sir, Pastor Augustine, is that okay?" You have to help me. You must die to sin. For you to see the light of God shine in your life, ladies and gentlemen, sin must become something that you can't contain. Somebody say, "What is sin?" Will be defining sin. So what is sin? It's a sin is you know it. Why would you wait? The spirit will convict you that this thing you are doing, maybe I will do it, but it may not be a sin. But if my brother does it, it will be a sin. What are you talking about? Now, let me tell you. People were shaving their heads. But when he came to sanction and he shared the head, God said that you have broken my covenant. Did you hear that? And there are some things that as a person, one customer, Abraham, what you want, who himself said, well, yeah. The Holy Spirit keeps on telling you that this thing is wrong. So anything that is wrong, I wrote it here. I mean, because of time, let me just rush through. First, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Romans 12, 1 to 3. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies holy and acceptable unto God, which is what? Your reasonable or spiritual act of worship. Me too, we say, I'm from whom she was a aphoria, a day, a tiasi. Then, when you go to the subsequent verses, it talks about, you know, those things. And the answer, on yami, and I bet me at all soon. And there are some things that you might decide I won't do in 2020. Amen. So you'll be out of pornographic things to watch. You might decide that this year I won't do them. And this time it's very easy. Even when you don't want to watch it. On your phone. Especially if you have these things they call opera news. Everything is there. I saw some article and I decided to read and find out what they really want to talk. And some nasty things. I decided to learn, but if some of us, if you go there, you may be contaminated. Because of where we stand, sometimes you have to learn something so you can talk to others. So you must die to sin. Tell somebody about you, we must die to sin. Die. I'm not saying that you must, you know, yeah, there. To become, what is the word? Your eyes are well, now when you are near, can I say? Oh, coma. Man can say, fall into coma. Or submit. Maybe no more high. Crystal people, we are like submarine. Or Timmy Tim Swan in here, one who can cross here. Oh, can a pet then he will come alive? There'll be a few percent. Team now, suffer the other one. Say, arise and shine. If you want to really shine, then arise and die toward sin. I said this time, oh, come on here anymore. Sorry, man, I have no idea. But then last time I checked my Bible, doctor, I've seen that the condition of God in the Bible has no change. And yet, in society, all of us have the tendency to turn to sin. You ask your pastor. Being a pastor is more dangerous than you, the member. So, Allah. No, people come to you. You see the green, the yellow, and the black, and indigo, and everyone. I mean, there are things that are exposed to you. Why share ye a pet? Uber say testimony. But if you may be empire, say you will decide to die to sin. Can I hear somebody say, I will die to sin? And then anything that is ungodly, you will separate yourself from it as far as the east is from the west. I don't know about you, but this year I'm challenging God. I want to see some things in my life. Amen. I like your team. Arise and shine. As the team here, oh, sorry. Now we strength. You have to watch. Shine. In that community, you must shine. I saw you then was strength. Then you say, when you born and free what bravo, you cannot shine. He said, my hand is not short that I cannot save. Men say yet ya send me to me yede, and to me ma or cheer. Namu mu born in mumu ye and I had a atimi minimum ten. Your sin has separated me from you. Rise. Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3, he said, if ye then be risen with Christ,
consider, look for the things which are above. And in verse 3, he said, consider yourself dead indeed. Consider yourself dead. Is somebody here who is considering himself or herself dead? Somebody said, what are you talking about? Me, I am alive. My body is alive from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I am alive. I know that you are alive, but ladies and gentlemen, so a person who said, oh, nyami, woman, then that kind of, aliveness, if there is any word like that, you must check it well. Now, check it. So, nyami, you are alive, but that is okay. But if you are alive in things that don't glorify God, then you must redefine that kind of thing that you are saying that you are alive. Why? Because sin will prevent you from seeing God and His glory in your life. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. He said, follow peace with God, with all men, and holiness without which no one can see God. He said, Proverbs 28, verse 1, he said, the wicked runneth when no one pursueth, but the righteous, they are as bold as the lion. They are as bold as the lion. Number two, what are the things that you must die? You must die to self. You. You must die to self. Tell somebody by you, die to self. Self. You must die to self. You must die to self. Wankasa. There are things. Ubi kaka krebia. Na uhum wana ahede. Abba. You must have your homework. What is Obiaka? Kai me home waraba. When I maybe will be called Kanon or say, share. What a may count, may call, and they are radiated me quaba. Because no me radi more channel, and I meet dinner when I'm not a ba. Obey my damn baby. You have not died to self yet. Amen. Die to self. And I'm about sorry myself. So for one him be a me free, but I will see me free. Or take a course. Nana, any day. Enemy. Or take a course. Nana, enemy. Maybe in the next generation, if this Asantehine, Owua, the next one, Ayamia. So for where are you coming from? Ebi Akra na Ufri Bokina. Mama beka sa chile misa. Do you know the credentials that I have? Such a person, the light of God will have nothing to do with you. Can I hear you say amen? The light of God will have nothing to do with you. You cannot arise. Emma eradihani nye den enshrein ewo umu. Because you are not dead to self. Tell somebody by you must die to self. So, there are scriptures, but I cannot read them for lack of time. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18, where Paul was talking about the inner man, must die. The outward man perishes, but the inner man is alive. So, for you to see the light of God, then the outward man must what? Die. Yourself. There are some of us, if you tell them to fast for one day, and then sometimes they come so for fast in a year, man. You go fast in a day, man. You have them die to self. Madame Bussofubi was saying, a Christopher will omit me at the dia from 1st January to 31st December. And then they will start the cycle again. No fasting. And you want the light of God to shine in your life, Debbie. At least my Christianity for some years now. I know that fasting is part of it. Discipline. And you see, if you are not somebody who is dead to self, you can't fast. You cannot even pray. In this age of mobile phone. Recently, I checked myself. I was almost addicted to this thing. Even when I went for the program, I realized that the phone was... So I killed it and put it somewhere. I didn't even charge it. Amen. You must die to self. You know why? The dead do not have feelings. Tell somebody the dead do not have feelings. Ask the person, do you have feelings? Who are feeling? And now that your mind go where you are thinking, that is not what I mean. There are some of them you can't kill it. It's part of you. But you must bring it under. Tell somebody bring the feelings under. Bring it under. Some people are too alive, like I've said, okay, again. They are feeling to their feeling. You cannot pray if you are not dead to self. How many of you can play for 30 minutes? So bet me up on fire for 30 minutes. I mean, without being, you know, agitated by other things. That means that you are dying coming. Tell somebody, then you are dying coming. Because you need discipline to what? Pray. You need discipline to pray. You need discipline to pray. Now let me go to the next one. Number three. You must die to criticism of men. So who can say erade? You must die to the criticism of men. Then you have a kind of saying with you. Pastor Augustine, quickly. You must die to criticism of men. Anyway, whatever it is. But criticism. Why you be waiting at Tonyum? Who is a word to you? Not a shepherd. And you cry there now, be. Who you know how who preach it? I'm talking about myself. Amen. But I don't know why I can't stand at one place when I'm doing this thing. It's almost impossible. So I admire Pastor Adeboye. When he's preaching, he will stand at one place, attention. But some of us, we can't. Amen. Criticism of men. No, you can't see that. And even Jesus. And even Jesus. He healed the sick and said, he cast out devils by the hand of the demon, chief demon, Beelzebub. But did Jesus stop? No. But he replied them, if I do this thing, then the kingdom of God has come amongst you. So that should be your attitude. While they are criticizing you, say, I'm going to do it and do it better than what I did yesterday or the day before. Criticism of men. And I'm telling you, this one is in church. You will have criticism of men. Even if you are the pastor, you will have it. And the pastor cried, I want to start with how sweet the name of Jesus. Sometimes you will hear it, other times you won't hear criticism of men. But Abra, you won't be able to discourage you. People will criticize. Whether you like it or not, in the ministry, in marriage, in your workplace, everywhere, criticism is part. You see, as long as they will tear you, you will be able to do it. But if you don't have to do it, you will give up. But I pray that you won't give up. In the face of criticism, you still say that you are not the one who called me. It is God. So you cannot discourage me. Your criticisms, no matter how you think they are, you cannot. So I put something here that attention to criticism will obscure your view and divert your course. We are the only one who can ask one here.
then what you are, God wants you to do, you will stop it. And by so doing, you won't see the light of God shine in your life. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? It's like I'm rushing, but because of your time, I don't want Pastor Pastor Patrick to come and sack me from here. Criticism. Don't give in to criticism. Take your action and let them do their talk. Take your action. Why we are tired? So said you me episode or do be true. But say one year, somebody will criticize you, or some people will criticize you and discourage you, and then you will stop. But I pray that you will not stop in the midway. Can I hear somebody say amen? Now the last one, you must die to the praise of man. Number one, I say you must die to what? Sin. Number two is what? Huh? And then number three, criticism of men. Number four, I say you must die to what? The praise of men. Now, bitch, now. You pray, and then you hold the microphone. Kitakotaka, lacrash too. Hey, pataka. And as you are leading the prayer, the literal glory of God comes down. God bless you today. It's like the Apostle Paul has resurrected one more time. They say, yeah. Second Paul. Paul the second. Is somebody getting what I'm talking about? The other thing is criticism. This one is praise. Good one. As good as, when people come and tell you, oh, you did well. One year that thing will make you become like Lucifer. What was the sin of Lucifer? Pride. He said you are the anointed cherub. And everything that you needed to make you who you are was, placed in you the day that you were created. And then Satan said, now that I have seen this thing, then I'm going to overthrow God. Praise of men. I think there is a song we sing. I said, you have been singing. I will not, what? Okay. But the praise of men will divert your vision and perception, which will ultimately result in deception. You begin to consider yourself. Impeccable man of God. Praise. Meet me lady praise change Lucifer himself when he was in heaven. Correct. No. Don't let that thing. Praise of men. In fact, that thing is supposed to be a compliment. And when it comes, give it back to God. You do hear me? You must what? Give it back to God. Let me illustrate this. We had the lamp in the tabernacle. The lamp didn't have light in itself. They poured the oil in it. And then it began to what? Shine in the temple. And emptied the oil in the others. That means that thing is just what? A channel. One of the other piano here. Channel, correct, can I say? A choir, when you're meeting. That's a channel. Another word is that you are just a conduit. God passes through you to do it. After he had done it, said that God, I thank you that you use nobody to do this thing. That is what Paul, because of the scripture I read, because of time, we couldn't do it. Paul says, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, I have counted all things as what but dung, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, being made conformable unto a death like his. But ladies and gentlemen, the thing that I'm talking about, the word Nyayan to what, you will not see the power of his resurrection. You will not see, you cannot be conformed to a death like his. You can see it. So I pray that somebody here this morning,
you will not accept the praise of man. When they give it to you, give it back to God. A man was called Herod. I mean, he spoke and said, this one is not the voice of man. It's the voice of an angel. And he accepted it. And the Bible said that immediately God made him to be eaten by what? Worms. You and I, our own may not be instant. Acts chapter 12. I think verse 24. You and I, our own may not be instant. But once a year, worms will be eating us gradually. At a point, the glory will not be there. I pray that you will resist anything that will make you to be corrupted. Can I hear somebody say amen? Amen. Can you bow down your heads and let's have a word of prayer? You must die to sin. You must die to self. Criticism of men, and then you must die to the praise of men. In order for us to see God's glory and His light in our lives, we are just channels. God passes through us. Until you die, ladies and gentlemen, you will remain a single seed. I said something here that death brings multiplication and humility. Jesus said, except a wheat of corn fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But when it dies, it brings up much fruit. Pray that somebody here, you will bear much fruit. Thank you, Jesus. The thing is that when you die, God will exalt you and glorify you. In the case of Jesus, when he died, the Bible said that God has put everything under his feet. Can you just pray shortly that God help me? And the Christica. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ikatabaya. Why don't you stand for 1 minute and just lift up your hand and begin to declare. In the name of Jesus. Ikataya. Ilabaya. Can you lift up your right hand and say this? Time? Say, Lord Jesus. Or can you lift up the hand? Lord Jesus. This morning, I've heard your word that says, I must die to sin, to self, to criticism of men, and the praise of men. Holy Spirit, help me to be able to do all this so that your light can shine in my life to affect others around me. Your word says, the light shine in darkness and the darkness cannot overcome it. I am the light of the world. In the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice and pray in a second. Ikataya. Come on, pray. Ilabaya. Andelele.